This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to our Best of Open for Business Conversations in 2019 special. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and this year we had over 250 interviews that took place on our show. And this is where we look back at all of them, picking out the most interesting conversations we've had month by month. This episode takes a look at the month of April. Frida Liu spoke to Azran Osman Rani, and as any entrepreneur knows, your business journey can feel like an uphill climb, and you'll need to learn how to pace yourselves to be successful. Azran Osman Rani talked to us about his book, 30 Days and 30 Years, where he describes the sprint and marathon of achieving breakthrough performance. It's a really fascinating insight into how a 30-year vision of an entrepreneur can affect their business strategy.
But when my friends and I kicked off iFlix, right, one of the very first things we said is, what do we really want to do? And we latched on the idea of, we want to redefine television for a billion people in emerging markets. Now, that's probably why over 100 initial investors rejected iFlix, because they probably thought, what pharmaceuticals are we on to think that a few guys in Mid Valley can serve a billion people, right? When the largest video streaming provider in the world was not even a tenth of that at that point. But to us, it's interesting because once you really think radically big, right, it starts to become very energizing and very empowering, that it's not about solving things incrementally, because there's a tendency for us to keep thinking in 10% incremental improvements, right? But if we're really going to be different, especially for entrepreneurs, right, if you're just going to be marginally better than an existing product or service, it's not going to be exciting at all. You got to think, well, how can we be 10 times better as a judge or a rule? And to do that, you've got to kind of think of solutions that don't even exist today, right? So how would iFlix serve a billion people? We have no idea, right? Mm-hmm. But because you have your sights set there, you start to become more experimentative. When new pieces of technology come up, you're like, oh, this could be useful, this could be useful, right? So for example, To enable us to serve a billion people, especially in emerging markets, local language and culture becomes a lot more relevant, right? Because the English Western-centric model only serves the upper 20% of societies in emerging markets. But translation services and contextual translation is very laborious and time-consuming, right? But there are new AI tools that are coming out of it, which, by the way, is very, very different than, say, Google Translate, right? Because when it comes to television, it's not just the literal translations that matter, but it's the contextual translations, right? And so you start to keep an eye out for all these peripheral technologies that may not be core to your business, but you can see how it starts to apply to that. But if we're just thinking, okay, look, Malaysia market, how do we go from 500,000 subscribers to 700,000 subscribers? You're so focused on, okay, I must execute my marketing plan. I must execute this, this, this. You miss out on these game-changing opportunities. Mm.
Following that, Richard Bradbury spoke to Henry Rodriguez, the export director of Melongo. Melongo are the French leaders in marketing of fair trade organic coffee, producing 8,000 tons of coffee annually. They cover the entire coffee market, whole bean coffee, ground coffee, pods, and the freeze-dried coffee, as well as coffee machines. They are synonymous with coffee in Europe, especially in hotels. And in recent years, they've pivoted and they started to produce their own machines, including the pod-based machines. But in light of a growing awareness of environmental issues and global warming by the general public, just how do you make a pod-based coffee system palatable? Henry Rodriguez, the export director of Melongo, explains their very smart idea of not using plastic, one of the only companies to do so.
One of the products that you have is a pod-based coffee machine. And I was going to pick you up about this, and this was going to be the thing that I was going to say. Okay, you talk to me about this, that, and yet you produce a machine that uses plastic products at the end. And right now, as you've seen, and I'm sure you're aware of, there's this movement against single-use plastics and one thing or another. And that's what I was going to talk to you about. And how do you kind of keep your image when you're still using plastic-based products? But then you came and you showed me the pods, and you've made some drastic changes.
Yes, of course, because we wanted to avoid, when we created the pod system in 1997, we wanted to avoid to have heavy materials like plastic, aluminium, etc. So we wanted the material to be as natural as possible. So we bet for a special paper, which is a natural paper. It's 100% biodegradable. And we also worked on the packaging of this pod, because originally the only packaging that was available on the market was the plastic.
Yeah.
So we had to make a lot of research regarding the suppliers. And we found a Swedish company which is very skilled on paper and cardboard, and we asked them to do something special for us. So they prepared a special packaging which is in cardboard, but which is very protective regarding the air. So it protects perfectly the freshness of the coffee inside.
And that's it for our April edition of the Best of Open for Business Conversation in 2019 special. You can find all the links to the show on the podcast site, the BFM app, Spotify, or just wherever you get your podcast fix. My name is Jeff Sandhu. Stick around, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.